Damn humans think they own everything. It's not enough that they took the land of my ancestors to build their concrete forests, but now they're intruding upon my territory. It's just one now, but what if they bring more? One becomes two, two becomes four, and four becomes an entire crew. I can't let that happen. I'll show them. Nobody intrudes on my land, especially not some upright monkey. Look at them. I bet they're so proud of themselves with their little tent. You think you make your ancestors proud? I can assure you they're not. At least there was a time when there was mutual respect between my kin and yours. And then, those traitors took your gifts and were seduced by your warm meals and warm fires. I bet you fear wolves. I suppose that's fair, considering anything that isn't yours is something to be feared. That's the one thing I agree with your kind about. I'll show you just how right that fear is. You will not be going back to your people, and you will most certainly not bring others of your kind. You're mine. Don't move, don't scream, and most certainly don't resist. Do you know where you are, human? Don't get smart with me. Your kind has been getting closer and closer to my land. I turned a blind eye in the past because there was no way I could take you all on out there, but in here, you're my bitch. You think that just because you're human, you can take my land? Just camping? Your kind doesn't just camp. You go back to your concrete forests, and you meet up with your tribe members, and you say, "Look at this great spot I found." And then, more people show up, and they leave their garbage and their filth, and they kill my kind. They wipe us out. The best case scenario is that my land becomes some park, but then what happens to me? I have no say in the matter. Offer me a job. I have no use for your money, human. This land has sustained me and my ancestors for generations. We've lost so much of it because of rules saying we should be hidden, only taking a mate from humans when they're alone. That's how we survived. What do you think will happen if I bend my knee to your chiefs? First it's a collar around my neck, and then it's me begging at their feet like whelps. Going all,
"Master, master, please give me head pats, I've been a really good girl."
I don't think so. No. This is what we're going to do. It's against the law for non-human creatures to kill humans, but in exchange, we're allowed to essentially take one of you whenever we want. I know enough about your kind that superstitions are circulating again. The time of your people who didn't fear such things has passed, and now much of your kind remains scared of the dark. I'm gonna move my paw from your back, and if you run, I'll break your legs, understood? Good, human. Now sit. I can get used to this. Alright. Among other natural animals, bears are prevalent in this area. I can make it look like something tore through your tent and got you. I can then use my blood to spread enough demonic essence to make it seem like you were brought back by a banshee or something like that. That way they won't spend a lot of time looking for a body. I didn't smell a human woman on you or a monster. I take it that you're single? Good. That makes things easier. Because my creator wants to remain in the good graces of the goddess Eros, she made it illegal to break relationship vows. That, combined with the fact that I can't hurt you without having a Lilim appear in my cave, would make it really hard to prove a point. They also take threats seriously. I think it follows the same logic of manticore venom. Since my claws can only drain mana, if I don't take responsibility, something might happen while you're incapacitated. Don't ask me how I know this. It's just some natural logic. I don't care that monsters are already controlling much of your civilization. I'm perfectly content with living out here. Alright. I'm done talking. I want to finish up here so I can go back to my cave. The smell of the city makes me nauseous. Now then, if I was a wild animal hell-bent on eating the occupant of this tent, where would I attack first? Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny. That seems like a good spot. And now to get in. That should do it. All I've got to do next is use a little bit of my blood to... What the hell? What's the meaning of this? I know it's a book. I'm not stupid, but why is a member of my species on the cover? Don't get embarrassed on me now. Say something. I swear to every god, if I look in your tent and find a dog collar, I'm putting it on you and tying you to the heaviest thing I can find. Why would I want to open this stupid thing? I can assure you that I can definitely open this book. I'm very skilled with my paws, I just don't want to humor you. Fine. Open the damn thing. You can't be serious. This is unreal. Human, I need you to look me in the eyes and tell me exactly what your intentions actually are out here. I need a moment to think. The breaking your legs thing still stands, unlike you if you try and run. I just need a second. Okay, so the human you thought was a threat is actually into your kind. Beyond that, they take orders well. And it might be my imagination, but I think they also trembled a little when I referred to them as good human. On one hand, this is weird, but on the other hand, it's literally a human who is potentially willing mate. Let's weigh the pros and cons here. The pros are that I no longer will have to be the only wolf my age without a mate. I won't have to wrestle them down, meaning the fun part happens sooner. And they'll probably go along with whatever I say. The cons... Well, the only ones that exist deal with the systems that have been built up for years and my own personal beliefs, but they can be considered later. That being said, if I can't think of any genuine reasons now, those cons definitely don't outweigh the pros. Fine. If you want to act like a whelp, I suppose that I'm obligated to take you in. I give you permission to stand. Now walk to me. We're gonna go to my cave. Let's see just how well you take orders. Take off your clothes. Everything. You won't be needing them anymore. Good boy. Let's take a look at you. About what I expected. Nothing that can't be fixed over time. The part of you that I need appears to work just fine. Well then, let's have some fun. How does that feel? I wonder if you can feel how sharp my teeth are. Perfect for tearing into the flesh of animals. Whenever I suck on your neck, you can feel the tips of them. I'm a predator. Everything on me is designed to kill. I can feel you shivering as I run my claws along your stomach. Your skin tastes good. It's making my mouth water. And don't get me started on those little noises that you're making. You sound like a wounded animal. Careful, darling. Wouldn't want to awaken any carnal instincts. I assure you that I'm holding back right now. But I can't make any guarantees about later down the line. You know, I've spent so long worrying about my land that I've never tried to get a mate. Most of my kin already have one. That being said, we are monsters that harbor normal aggression throughout the year. Except for that period of time when nature decides it's time to make puppies. At least, that's how it's supposed to work. Since the Demon Queen is all about sex and pleasure, the more seasons we go without a mate, the stronger the feelings get. Until that's all you know. You want to know something else? I've gotten so used to it that I almost forgot that those feelings existed. In heat doesn't even begin to describe what I'm going through right now. You have no idea what you've just gotten yourself into, human. All right. Against the wall. Good boy. Very good boy. There's a lot that I could do with you and a lot I can make you do, but right now, I don't want to waste any of that precious seed. I will tell you one thing, though. You might not be walking for a little while by the time I'm done with you. Sit. Good boy. Now watch. Watch as I undress myself. Prepare yourself, whelp. I'm not gonna stop until I'm done. So come a whole lot for me, okay? Oh, that feels good. No. Your face is bright red. Don't get shy now. Oh well. I suppose you won't get in the way at the very least. Oh. Oh. I haven't felt anything like this in ages. Oh. Wrap your arms around me, human. Good boy. I'm going to thoroughly wring you out. I can't hear you over how hard I'm fucking you. You're gonna have to speak up. Give me your rests. Oh, that's right. You're completely stuck. I've got your wrists pinned against the wall. This is what you wanted, isn't it? You wanted a dominant wolf girl like me to drag you into her cave and completely destroy you. Go on. Give in. I want to see your eyes get big as you look up at your goddess. I'm so much taller than you. So much so that you have to crane your neck to meet my gaze as I loom over you. Stretch your legs a little bit out, okay? Oh, that's it. Now I can use my thighs to grip your hips. The only thing keeping your top half on that wall is my strength alone. Come on, lose yourself to pleasure. I want to see you moan like a bitch in heat. Come on, puppy. I know you want to empty your balls into me. Be a good little puppy and come in me. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. I'll give you a reward. I told you I wasn't gonna stop. It might be a little uncomfortable at first, but your stiffness from your first orgasm should last until the sensitivity goes down. Calm down, it's just a little sensitivity. God, you're pathetic. You're lucky you're cute though, you know that? Come on, honey. You want to be a good boy for mistress, right? Put on a brave face for me, darling. Good boy. See? The sensitivity is already gone. I bet your hands are starting to go numb, though. All right. We can change positions. There. How's that? Why do you look so surprised? I haul animal carcasses back here on the daily. Moving you a foot away from the wall is nothing. Now, what do you prefer? Do you want me to ride you leaning back, or do you want me in your face? You know what? I'll do both. I want to show off. Out here, you have to be in peak physical condition to survive. I'd argue that in some cases, I'm better than an Amazonian because this is all hard work. No magic runes, no intense training. This is a body molded by Mother Nature's cruel reality. Go on, place your hand on my stomach. I give you permission. You feel that? Although the patches of fur might hide it, I assure you that's just the tip of the iceberg. Okay, that's enough of a break. Time to fuck you into the ground. Fuck yes. How does it feel for you? I can hear every little squeak that comes out of your mouth. You're like a chewed toy. Every time I slam down, you make a noise. God, the sound my body makes against yours is so fucking hot. It's a damn good thing I have enough food to last me a little bit because the entire forest probably hears us. And that's good. I hope it inspires others like you. fuck everything that I mentioned earlier. I hope more people come here. I want them to attribute your disappearance to the sound of me destroying your pelvis. I can feel you pulsing inside of me. It's actually kind of humorous. I'm clenching around you so hard right now that you can't even throb. It makes you have to build up a decent load of cum. Anyways, open your mouth for me. Wider. All the way. Good boy. Oh, I knew that would do it. That's it. Pain my fucking insides. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Oh God, I'm gonna come. Look at you. You've gone soft. You look so tired and worn out. It's absolutely adorable. Don't worry. I'm done. I'm sorry that I went a little feral on you towards the end, but I think you enjoyed yourself. You were so good. I promise to take good care of you.